to today's segment. Today's theme is the dynamics have changed, and the Bible reference is from Colossians 2 verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. One remarkable distinction between Jesus and the prophets of old is that Jesus had the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in him. The Holy Spirit was within him, but the prophets only had the Holy Spirit come upon them from time to time. For example, you read a story in Judges 6 when Gideon was chosen by God to deliver Israel from the Midianites. The Bible says, "But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him." Judges 6 verse 34. Also in the 14th chapter, we find the story of Samson who encountered a long lion while on his way to Timnah. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, enabling him to hear the lion apart, to tear the lion apart as he would have torn a kid. Judges 14 verse 6. In 1 Samuel 10 verse 10, before Saul became king, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he prophesied among the prophets. Also read the story of David in 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. After Samuel anointed David as the future king of Israel, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. But today, the dynamics have changed. We are in the generation of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit doesn't come on us like he did with those in the Old Testament. He lives in us now in his fullness. The Holy Spirit lives in you in his maximum capacity and entirety. Just like Paul said about Jesus in Colossians 1 verse 19, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." In the next chapter, Paul also reiterated, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Colossians 2 verse 9. Then in the very next verse, he was quick to add that we are complete in him, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2 verse 10. So today, just like Jesus, when you walk the streets, it's with the fullness of the Godhead. God Almighty in his fullness lives, walks, and talks in you. Hallelujah. Can you see that you aren't an ordinary person? You are a God-carrying vessel, filled with his fullness and doing extraordinary things. Glory to God. Repeat this. I am not an ordinary person. I'm a God-carrying vessel, filled with his fullness and doing extraordinary things. Glory to God. For further study, take Colossians 1, 26 to 27, Ephesians 3, 14 to 20, and 1 John 4, verse 4. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges chapter 17 and 18, and Luke 14, 1 to 24. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 119, 65 to 80, and Romans 10, 11 to 21. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit within me. I'm a God-carrying vessel, replete with the maximum load of God. I'm not an ordinary person. I'm a vessel of divine power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. The dynamics have changed. When you make this confession boldly, you have to act it out in the face of adversity. Don't check in out. Be strong and firm and remind yourself that you're a king's kid, your God-carrying vessel. Remind yourself every time and trust me, see results in your life. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.